Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. So glad you're here.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, because they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your
Hello, and it's your time. This is Madeline Bass, and welcome to Empower Your Mind. I'm the host from Soul World with Madeline, where we're keeping it real daily by creating greater lifestyles, by changing our status and raising our standards. I am so happy to see you and hear from you, and knowing that all of you are taking your time out, even in this holiday season, to join in. And I'm just wanting to make sure that we all have what we need, the tools that we need to move forward into 2016. It is quickly coming. Christmas is 4 days away. So those of you who are doing your hustling and quick shopping, I hope and pray that you're getting it done. A lot of people say it's not Christmas unless I'm rushing to take care of it, but that's how we a lot of times get ourselves in financial trouble, waiting until the last minute. So if you can do your shopping early, start around October, you know, start getting it done, taking care of maybe one or two people if you have a large family. Or if you have a huge friend circle, you have a lot of friends in your circle that you guys exchange gifts, start early. There's nothing wrong with that. Get a gift while it's on sale. I'm telling you guys, there's not that much of a difference between the sales that they give throughout the year versus the sales that go on during Black Friday. I can almost promise you. There are some things that are really great deals, like the tablets and things like that. But I can almost promise you, if you get online, you will be able to find those same prices on eBay or even on that particular company's website because they've overstocked. So there are some things that you can do in order to get those same prices. So that's just a little tip for today to tell you, you know, don't break yourself trying to impress someone or give someone something that you really can't afford. You're moving into the new year. Let's do some things differently in order to get to your next, in order to get to what is great for you and your purpose and your plan. Which brings us to our topic for today, which is attraction and distraction. Because it can happen. Your friends and family, or you get those sparkly little something from the people who are around you. We just have to stay focused. And I know that I'm excited about what's coming up. And just a second, I've got a couple of people trying to call in, but okay. All right. Lost my thought. I don't know why you want to have it. I got to get my rhythm a little, I lose it a little bit. All right, but anyway, attraction and distraction. And we get people around us and we get so caught up, even with the seasons of Christmas, birthdays, anniversaries, you know, there's all these different things that happen throughout the year, the celebrations, 4th of July, you know, we get all of these things that can distract us, but yet is an attraction that gets you. So it gets you away from what you're doing. It gets you away from your focus. It gets you away from your drive and your push, just like that phone call just got me kind of distracted. But we have to stay focused. Focus is really important, ladies and gentlemen. So if we can get to the place where we understand and know that there are some great things that are coming in our life, we need to be excited about that. We need to, if it's something that you believe is for you, then guess what? You've got to continue to fight to make that thing happen for you. I know that there are some things that I want to do later on in the year, but I've got to start planning for it now. If I don't start planning for it or getting it done, guess what? The summer will be here. I will not have gotten myself prepared, and then I will be running around like a chicken with my head cut off. So things happen. You know, people lose your reservations, or, you know, you're getting ready to make a trip and last minute something happens, somebody in your family may get sick. Anything can happen, ladies and gentlemen. So we just need to be focused on what is important to you. Okay, let's get in what's important to you. You're wanting your businesses to grow. You want your ministries to grow. You want, you know, great things, even just personal success at a job. You know, you want these things, but there are sacrifices that go with this. And, people, we have got to keep growing up. Thank you for getting on the show, because that lets me know that you're learning something, that you're getting something from the show. And it keeps me on my toes, too, because guess what? I have to keep learning and going also so that I can continue to bring something to the table, so that I can continue to teach. If I only teach what I know, then once your students or your partners or your team learns what you know, then they will either pass you or they will leave you because they're not learning anything. You're not teaching them anything new. It's okay to kind of go over some things that you know already, but always be willing to take your team to the next level. Take suggestions. Be willing to be open. You may be the leader, the head of whatever it is you've got going on, your organization. But if there's someone in your on your team that's willing to give you something and you know that it's going to help you guys, do not close your ears to it just because it was not your idea. So those are some things that we can be attracted to some things, but there's also that distraction. And ego is at the top, ego and pride. And ego and pride can be the largest and most greatest devastating distraction that a lot of people can get, because the attraction of being up front and on top, it overshadows what you're really trying to do. So it's okay to be have an attraction to something, but make sure that it does not become a distraction to where you're headed. The enemy is really, really great about giving us some little sparklies in front of us to take you away from his plan that God has for you. God has a plan, already planned for you, but he's patient and he's understanding. And after a while, because of the free will that we have, it's up to us to start making some decisions to say no to some things. And that is where I believe a lot of us get distracted also. It's hard for us to say no to our family. It's hard for us to say no to our friends. But, people, we got to get to that place where, look, I've got this thing going on. I've got that going on. I've got plans that day. I can't change them. It's something that I had set aside for me. And more than likely, if it's important to you, you've shared it with them. Maybe you've even invited them to something, and they have gone and made other plans that are on that same day. And then you say, you know, I told you about this, and they can promise up and down, no, you didn't say nothing to me. People don't assume that just because they're your friends and family that they're going to be supportive of the things that you have going on, which can cause a distraction because what? Your emotions. We've been talking about this for the last couple of months. Your emotions can get in the way. So we don't want your emotions to take to the point where it goes ahead of you in what you've got going on. Stay focused on what's attracting you to what you've got, your purpose, your plan, and don't allow the distractions of other people's agendas to distract you from your purpose. Stay focused. Keep it. So we talked a little bit last week on being serious about creating some type of new to move into 2016, some things that you've been doing in your businesses, your organizations, your ministries. I know I always put all of those together rather than saying whatever it is you have going on. But here we are believers, and it's just whatever you are doing. It doesn't have to be what I'm doing or someone else is doing. It's whatever God has given you to do. So I have to make sure I specifically say different things, because some people will get on the show and hear only business, 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 business. But people, churches, organizations, you know, nonprofits, it doesn't matter, schools, it's an organization, but there are churches who have schools. There are churches who are nonprofit. Majority of nonprofit are churches and community activities. We have to keep God first. I know the world kicks into the curb, but we as believers need to step up our game. And just as hard as they're coming at us, we need to be willing to be even harder with standing flat-footed saying, no, this is the God I serve, and I'm standing flat-footed. So God has a plan for us, and we just need to be willing to depend on him and trust in him and not get distracted just because something doesn't go the way that we believe that it should go. Sometimes those no's and those roadblocks are there for a reason, and they sometimes are put there by God. because he already knows they're going to be hard-headed, they're going to be bullheaded, they're not going to listen, they're going to want to go this direction, and I do not need that to happen. I need them to stay focused, and that roadblock will be there, and you will be forced to go back and then go back the way that he had led you to go in the first place. So we need to stay focused. Don't get distracted by what looks easier, what looks better, what looks more attractive, more profitable. We have to stay focused. Things that are attracted to us usually catches our eye, no matter if it's a person, man, y'all see, ladies, y'all know what I'm talking about. You see that guy walking by, he's got a beautiful smile, his muscles and everything is in the right place. He might even have a full pack. He don't even have to have a six pack for some of us. Some of them, he might even have a keg and still be all right with it. But you have to get to the place, whatever is attractive to you. Physically, that's what we see. What we see is usually what captivates us. That starts the attraction. Then it moves to what we hear. A lot of times a beat, you know, we pat our foot, these songs, a lot of that's how our rap music came through. It was such a big hit because the music, it was what caught people's attention first, the beat. Then the words came and kicked in. So it's what we hear first is what our brain will say, that's pretty good right there. Then some of the other things that are attracted to us is our emotions, how are we connected to our heart, the desires and the dreams that we may have set. That's something that goes with us. But guess what? It's tied to what we see, and it's tied to what we hear. Because if it sounds like our dream and it looks like our dream, then we will start believing that it's our dream. So don't get distracted by the things that are attractive to you, because just because it looks good doesn't mean it will be good for you. Grass is greener. Y'all heard these little terms, you know, the fool's gold, you know, everything that glitters and gold, and grass is always greener. It could be crabgrass. Y'all know crabgrass is pretty. That's some pretty green grass. You get over there and it gets a stick in you and scratching you, and you wonder what's going on. You're like, what in the world did I get myself into? So these are some things that I want you to stay focused with being attraction and distraction. So don't get distracted from things that you know you need to be doing. Some of the little things that you may ask yourself, don't get caught up in someone else's businesses or their ministries or their organizations. People, there are a lot of things going on out there, but if it does not benefit what you're doing, if it does not coincide with what you're doing, if it's not going to help you grow what you are doing, then it's going to become a distraction. If you're only doing it because your friend, your sister, your dad, your mom, you know, they want you to do it to help them out, 9 times out of 10, they're wanting you to do it because they don't want to pay somebody else to do it. They got you, so they don't need nobody else. So these are some things that can become a distraction because it'll take you away from doing your gift to get what you've got going. It'll pull you back, and you'll start to do what they're doing, and it's going to take over more and more of your time because you can't say no to them. On a job, we may be on a job, we're trying to get this promotion, and our boss keeps putting more and more work on us, but we don't want to say no because we don't want them to feel like we can't handle the work. But ladies and gentlemen, if it's not your job, I'm sorry. After a while, if it starts messing with what you're responsible for and you know that it's not part of your job description, even though your manager may give it to you, you can say no. You can say no. Now, you might be willing to take some of the consequences because that person may come back and give you a hard time, but you just tell them, you know, if they ask you to do something and you know that, you know, it's not your responsibility, you say, okay, I'll get it done as soon as I finish this. You know, I've got to get this just report in by the end of the day. You know, and then they're like, no, I need you to do it now, but this is my job, and I have to finish my job first, otherwise you are going to write me up. Get something in there. Well, no, I need you to do this first. Okay, well, I'm going to need you to sign off right now that this is okay for me to stop what I'm doing, that is due this evening, to do what you want me to do. There are ways going about doing it, and that person will do one or two things. They will get mad at you and fire you on the spot. Just being real. Or they will respect you, the fact that you stood up for your responsibilities over there. And if that person gets angry with you and decides to come against you with that, people, and you may need to pay attention. They either are trying to get rid of you or that person is just trying to shrug their responsibilities off on you, and they're using the weakness of you not being able to stand up. They're taking you for granted with that. So being kind can also can also get you into some trouble, and it can hinder you. It really can hinder you. So in 2016, we need to learn how to be able to do what we're doing, but don't get so caught up in people-pleasing. Because even on a job, we can get caught up in people-pleasing, and it distracts us from getting our responsibilities done on our job, and then eventually we get in trouble, but they don't want to hear you were doing somebody else's job. They don't want to hear it because they're counting on you not telling on them because they're the manager. So what are you going to do, go to corporate? And then you're going to come off as, you know, being, you can't be worked with, you're hard to deal with, you're disgruntled employee. You know, they'll come up with all these different excuses. But start a paper trail. Keep you a file or a journal of some sort. Get you something that will make sure that you can back up what you're saying. You know, that's what I'm saying. Start with the initial. Look, I need you to initial this for me to say that it's okay that I stop what I'm doing because I don't want this to affect my job evaluation. You can know how to say something to them without being ugly. You can get it done. But if there's a person that's responsible for your work, okay, can I get you to sign off for me with this then? You know, quickly, nicely, politely. Okay, we're going to pick up a little bit of some of the things that we went over last week. Also, the next question that I wanted to ask you or you to ask yourself is, what is catching your eye? What are some things that, even besides your job, there may be something that you've been looking at, like myself. I'm glad that I had started a home-based business before I was ill because this is all I have now. So what's catching your eye? What are some things that you would like to do, even working your job in connection with, you know, what are some things that you can do while working? You know, a lot of people are picking up these home-based businesses, network marketing, direct selling, however you want to put it. People, it's a career choice. So what are some things that are catching your eye? That's something that you can just do at your own pace. Might cost you a little money here and there, but you know what? It's something that you can build for you and your family. That's a smart thing. Mary Kay's not for everybody. Avon's not for everybody. It Works is not for everybody. Ambit's not for everybody. Five Links is not for everybody. Vacation is not for everybody. We've got all these different types of businesses that are out there that everyone's trying to jump into and get on board with, you know, because it's ground zero or whatever the case may be. You have to see what's going to work for you. So it's back to number one. What is it that's going to benefit what you're doing, even with a job? It will help you grow, even on your job. It will advance you, even on your job. It will benefit you in your ministry. It will advance you, even with your family. It will grow you. Come on, people. We have to get to that place where it's not going to take away from your family time, but it will start generating something. It will give you some type of income. It will even give your kids something else to look at, something else to think about, something else to do. They may be interested in a home-based business but not be old enough to register. So sign up and let them work it. It's something that you can do for your kids. Give them a business mindset early so that they can start moving into some great things. And the last thing I want to ask you is, the last thing I want to ask you, got two different things. What is keeping you from moving forward? What are some things that are keeping you distracted from moving forward? Some people have fear of actually succeeding, believe it or not, a fear of doing well at something and not able to maintain it. But people, if you become successful, guess what? You're going to acquire a team. You're going to acquire partners and customers. This is going to grow your business, and you won't be in it alone. You want to teach your team to be leaders. That way you're not running everything. You know, start delegating. Get your team, find out what they're good at, and say, okay, this is what you're responsible for. You're responsible for this, and you're responsible for that. That way everyone is doing what they enjoy, but they're all doing the same thing in your business, in your organization, in your church, in your ministry, in your schools. You're all having that one goal, and that's for that one thing to be successful, and that's themselves. So keep it moving. Don't be afraid of success. That's holding a lot of us, people of color, it holds us back. We're so used to being told what to do, and then when we're put in a leadership position, we don't know what to do. We want to run it, but we don't know what to do. You don't know how to run it efficiently and effectively. So what's keeping you from moving forward? And the last thing is your website. Websites, visual aids, graphics, people, that is so important. We've got webinars. People are on YouTube. They're using Instagram, Snapchat. Now they got Periscope. We got all these different types of social medias that have now moved toward the video. Why? Because it's a visual. And this is what we were talking earlier about what people see and what they hear. It's all in your presentation. It's all in how you explain it, how you communicate. You know, what do you look like? If you're getting on there and you're eating something and you're trying to train the people and food falling out your mouth, or, you know, you just got up out the bed and your hair is everywhere and you got sleep in your eyes, you know, come on, people. There's just some things that we don't want to see and that's not going to be attractive. To someone, it may be okay, but the crowd or the group that you're trying to connect with, when you say raising your caliber of people, we talked about that last week, that's going to happen. You've got to look professional. Even if you just get dressed from the waist up to sit at your desk to do a presentation or some type of Snapchat, Instagram, whatever you need to do, you need to look good. You need to have your part done. Fellas, get your hair cut, trimmed, oiled down, whatever it is, however you got dreads, make sure they're neat. If ladies keep our hair tight, we got wigs these days, you know, get yourself looking good, put your makeup on, lip gloss, something, don't have ashy lips. You know, we need to make sure that the caliber of people that you're trying to connect with, you look like you know what you're doing, you look like you got it together, get your notes in order, make sure you're focused and that you're in a quiet place and you're able to do and teach. It's nothing worse than getting on these Instagrams and conference calls with people and you got noise in the background because you got a team who just doesn't have the etiquette or the professionalism to mute their phones. These are things that we need to just learn as an etiquette. We get together and we come together and we still act like we have no manners. So that is so important, and that can become a distraction, and it can kill your business because there are other individuals getting on there, and you're harming the people who are there for your teammates. They're getting on the call, and they're like, girl, who you got, you know, what y'all, all that noise and cussing, and, you know, what was really happening with that? You know, and so it's not attractive to them. It may look like something great and everything, but the presentation that you just gave them was a distraction. It was not attractive. It was not encouraging. It was very unprofessional. So you want to make sure that all of the things that you're connected to that are visual, your visual aids, they are attractive to the audience that you're trying to reach. Even your websites, people, let's pull our website game up. I know that it's a lot of work. I've had to keep tweaking mine. I have three that I try to manage. Simply because I have three different things going and putting them all in one, it becomes too crowded. It's just too much happening. So I had to break that thing up and put them in different websites, and it took me 7 hours to just get one like I needed it. I wanted it to be impressive when it opened up. I wanted it to be bright, full of colors, but also easy click-ons, making sure my websites and links work before I launch it. You know, you've got to make sure all of your buttons and whistles and horns are working, because one thing, you got updated phone numbers. Like I told y'all before, I had the wrong information. I missed one of the phone numbers. It caused me to miss a lot of calls. Once the people finally caught up with me, they were persistent, but because they were friends of mine, they were like, girl, the phone number you got on that website is not working. And I was like, what number's on there? And they told me that. I was like, oh, my God, I forgot to switch it. Because it happens. You just get to the point to where it's a lot happening. You just need to sit down, get focused, and get all of that done in one setting. It takes a long time, but ladies and gentlemen, it is worth it because that's your business. Now, you can pay somebody to keep it up for you. Pay that $40, $50 for someone to operate your website for you on a consistent basis, but you've got to get the information to them. It's not their responsibility if you change your phone number or switch up the business line. They're not responsible for coming back and getting that. That is your responsibility to contact them and say, hey, my email is this now, my phone number is this now, or so-and-so is going to be doing this now. You've got to give them the information to update. Don't be firing people and get mad at folks because you dropped the ball. So to sum it all up, you know, we need to be willing to do some of the things that we desire in businesses. Are you attractive? And are you a distraction? What's attracting you and what's distracting you? All of it comes down to you. You're the center. So you're saying that you're serious about creating a new financial reality in you and your family. Now's the time to do some things differently. You say you would like to be great and you want to be out of debt, you want to travel, you want that financial, you have that financial passion to be able to plant seeds and be a blessing, then now is the time to do it. You say that you would like to create a financial legacy for your children and your children's children, like the word says, then simply live a better life and a quality of life by deciding to get it done. then I want you to understand and be encouraged for you and your family to know that growing you daily is how you do that. So it's doable, it's attainable. Of course, you can always connect with me at SoRealWithMadeline@gmail.com. And, of course, my link is always available. Go to Empowering Your Mind, or you can Google me, So Real with Madeline, and you will see Madeline Bass, and click the picture or the links that are connecting you to me, and you can also find me that way. But always, 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 you can go to my website and connect with me. Go to contact, push that contact button, fill out the slot and the information, and I'm right there. No problem. Some things that you can do also, we're down to like 4 minutes. I know that's a lot of information, but I want you guys to be able to go into 2016 running, okay? So some of the things that I want you to continue to focus on, and you can listen to last week's show, is maximize your compensation plan by learning the ways to generate the income in your businesses. What is it that you're doing, and whatever it is that you're doing, study the compensation and see how you can generate income for you and your team. Then, of course, move to the next one, which is help your partners, of course, get the most out of their businesses and ministries. Whatever it is that they need to do to get it done, then you need to be willing or knowledgeable or at least send them to someone who can help them grow their businesses and organizations. Generate the immediate, which is to be able to duplicate what you're doing. Are you able, what you're doing, make it simple enough to share with your team so that they can go out and do the same thing and they can be motivated to grow, not just at their own pace, but they will be able to see something. And as they see that profit starting to roll in, no matter how small, then they'll go, oh, okay, so I just need to do more. Yes, you need to get up, you need to get out. But don't push people. Let them move at a pace that they are ready for. Some people who say they're ready to run, they're not ready to run. Some people say they want to make big money, but they don't want the big money. Why? Because they don't want to do the work. So you have to be willing to separate the two without breaking up the relationship. Help your new partners to reach their goals. Find out what they are and get them to express it. Say it out loud. Write it down. Say it often. Get them to communicate to themselves what it is that they want, not just sharing it with you, but to get to the place where they say, okay, you know what, this is my goal and this is what I need to do to get it done. I need to get it done, and help them to find those ways of getting it done. Attract a new caliber of people that you want. This is where we are. Always increase your circle. Maximize your minimum, which is who are you influencing? Who's in your circle? Who influences you? And who do you know? You might be talking to people that you've never considered talking to before, but as you grow and know your business, you'll be ready for that. Properly edify your leaders. And last but not least, develop you a 7-day success training system so that you will be able to share with your team down the road. Know that it's coming, that your team and your big organization is right around the corner. So that's me, and I'm Madeline Bass. This has been Empowering Your Mind, and I'm the host of So Real with Madeline, where we're keeping it real daily by creating greater lifestyles, by changing our status, and raising our standards. We have one more Monday next week, and then we're moving into 2016. So I hope and pray that you will join us. Go back and listen to the shows and find out more about growing your businesses, and let's move to 2016. Finishing 15 strong, 16 is going to be even greater. Have a wonderful evening. I'm Madeline Bass.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, because they've been